100 Word Stories.
Hey everyone, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. There's some weird starburst control going. Okay, there we go. Oh man, I hit the star thing. I have no idea what that means. Selection tool. What tool is that? Multi-tool. I've never used it. I just record and then clip, 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 and then whatever. I don't know. This is 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, no matter what the star tool tells me. So, not that I'd ever be a star. Thank goodness. Hey, it's the weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the story. It's the end of the year, New Year's Eve, Sylvester, whatever you want to call it. Well, let's just get on with it. Endings is the topic, and we got stories from Charlie, Richard, Lizzie, Tura, Tom, Serendipity, Jeffrey, Norval Joe, Dwayne, and Planet Z. So you ready for it? Okay, here are the stories. Let's just get on with it.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100 word story. And now, endings. The suspects had been gathered in the study, and I prepared to name the guilty party and make the big arrest. I presented the clues and in a dramatic conclusion said, "Therefore, the only one of you with means, motive, and opportunity was the chauffeur." The butler jumped to his feet. "The chauffeur? Are you kidding me?" "But I was certain it was the gardener," shouted the maid. The cook stepped forward and motioned for silence. "Okay, okay. Everybody just calm down. Who picked the chauffeur in the pool?" The chauffeur looked around the room and slowly raised his hand.
Most of us enjoy surprise endings. The biggest majority of us like happy endings. Some ask for it all and want happy, surprise endings. What is a happy, surprise ending? How about an example? I suppose it could be a problem that you think you cannot overcome. You do overcome and it's a surprise. As the year draws to an end, I would like it to end with acceptance, beauty, ideas, kindness, justice, love, music, solutions, dancing, equality, freedom, good, vision, unity, wisdom, peace, transformation, consciousness, acceptance, respect, nonviolence, harmony, and a stock of natural peanut butter in the cupboard.
Good morning. This is Richard, and I trust you all had a good Christmas, whether or not you celebrated. I've one story for you. It's called Spoilers, and it's on the topic of endings. There are few things worse than having the ending of a movie or a good book ruined by someone before you've seen or read it. It seems some people are oblivious to the notion that we don't want to know, whilst others take a malicious pleasure in randomly dropping spoilers into a conversation. For me, much of the enjoyment of a story is the anticipation of what the eventual ending might be. And that's why I spend my days in the library, meticulously tearing the final chapters out of books. Because without their endings, no one can spoil the reader's pleasure. That's me done. So, until next time, goodbye.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here. The end of the year is upon us, so I would like to wish everyone a Happy New Year and wish everyone lots of health, lots of happiness, lots of smiles. surrounded by those you love the most. And here's my text for this week. Here we go. Up the stairs into a new time. It'll be difficult. It will be difficult, I mutter. I know it will. I have climbed many of those stairs, slowly and steadily. I may stumble often. I know I will, as I always do. Sometimes it will be my fault. Other times, well, but I keep looking at each step and climbing those stairs. I never give up. It's not in me to give up. I would have done it a long time ago, I suppose, but I didn't. And now I keep looking up and moving forward from one ending to another beginning. Happy New Year.
Tora Brazzino here with a story on the subject, endings. It has been told how the gods created man when they were yet young. Man came and passed, and his existence was the briefest, tiniest spark of light amongst everything that the gods made, each more magnificent than what came before. But at last, the gods themselves grew old. All that we can do, we have done, one lamented. All that can be, has been, said another. And so they came to an end. Look how pretty, said the little girl. She pointed to the jewel that had grown overnight on the tree. Yes, said her father. It is perfect.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called The End is Near. Samuel Russell excelled at upending stuff. These upendings tended to drill down right into the center of the space-time vortex. After his seminal work on the Grand Unification Solution, he withdrew from the world. Some say he took up surfing. Others said he had entered a Tibetan monastery. Still others said he had opened hot dog stands somewhere in Strasbourg. Actually set up a tiny lab in the basement at CERN. Created a God cloud by upending a matrix of Higgs bosons. When the tiny galaxy took shape in the utility sink, Samuel Russell slowly backed out of the room. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Endings come in many different ways. Some are noisy, messy affairs, full of violence and pain. Some go quietly, with barely a sign, another life has passed. Some are planned and premeditated. Some unforeseen accidents and twists of fate. Then there are those who simply shuffle off their mortal coil. Just the natural order of things. But we can't have that. A proper ending should be full of drama. It should be compelling and disturbing. An event that grabs you by the throat and screams in your face. And that's where I come in. The beginning of your end.
Good morning, this is Jeffrey Fisher, and I'm here for week 610 on the topic of endings. My story this week is called The End. I hate endings. They're mawkish and go on too long. There's the feeling of having overstayed one's welcome at a party, fixing a last drink while the hostess is rinsing out the dishes. It's been too long. Oh yes, we must do this again soon. So I've short-circuited the process. When a guest becomes tedious, I operate the trap door into the soundproof cellar. Yeah, I know that only moves the problem one floor, which is why my assistant is stringing you up by the neck. Don't worry, the fall will surely snap your neck and kill you, so we can move your body out the trade entrance. After all, we don't want our guests hanging around too long, do we? And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 610 with a prompt of endings. It's the end of the year. Happy New Year. All right, so here's my story. I don't like change. Once I've gotten used to something, I want it to stay that way. Consequently, I hate endings. The end of relationships, the end of the school year, the end of a calendar year, the end of youth. When a child grows up and moves away, when a favorite pet dies, when a family member passes away, the final episode of Phineas and Ferb, moving to a new house, selling an old car, even replacing worn-out furniture. So I'm a hoarder, stacking up books I won't reread and piling up unused toys, dysfunctional relationships, and memories. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next year.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The Washington brothers broke into retirement communities and yelled that they were the ghosts of Kwanzaa present. The ghosts of Kwanzaa future would kill anyone that called the cops. They got jewelry and cash, but not as much as they wanted. So they cased a drugstore, thinking they could fence some expensive prescription pills. The robbery didn't end well, all three dead from police gunfire. Mama Washington screamed, "Racism!" and tried to organize a Black Lives Matter rally. But she got her heart pills at that drugstore, and a prescription error landed her in a grave next to her boys.
And there you have it. The last weekly challenge of 2017, the topic of endings. Did you enjoy it? Let everyone know that you enjoyed it. Not just me, but all the other... You could write them directly if you have their address. Use Stalker. Or you can post it up in the comments. One a day until the day I die.com. We made it to 2000... Well, I'm assuming we're going to make it to 2018. If you're typing away at the comments while driving or something, okay. Well, sorry. I mean, don't do that. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Just don't drive. Let someone do the texting and drinking. Do the driving for you with Uber or Lyft. So thank you all for being a part of this for the whole year. I really appreciate the stories and the directions and creativity and madness occasionally, and sometimes a little emotion. So the next topic is going... Just go to the website. You'll see the next topic. It's on the feed. I don't know what else. So go out there, enjoy, drop a ball in, standing there in Urine Square, drop a piano, rising monkey. If you're out there on a farm all on your own, throw a chicken in the air. I don't know, that'll piss off Mikey. Not that he's listening. Okay, so I will see you all next year, and which means tomorrow, with a story up on the feed. Thank you, and as always, keep it brief.